Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, a friend, acquisitions left, right, and center. Didn't see this one coming. It's kind of all over the place, the amount of different things that could possibly come together. But Sony just bought Bungie. We now have a Xbox-owned Crash Bandicoot, and we have a Sony-owned Halo maker. It's a bit of a thing, but a lot of stuff happened. This obviously broke late last night in the UK, which meant that we just left the office. We just snapped our fingers and went, well, we could have talked about that, but we missed it. However, there's been a lot of conversations that have happened in the interim, sort of shining a light on exactly what Sony were doing here, as there are various conversations around keeping Bungie multi-platform, and there is a real reason, or it seems to be, behind why they actually acquired the studio, and it's not to do with Halo and Destiny, even though I've got some thoughts on that going forward, but yes. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think we should jump straight into the multi-platform stuff, because that was, you know, the big question on everyone's lips, and Jim Ryan and Bungie themselves were eager to get out and explain what was going to happen to Bungie's games going forward. And in contrast to Microsoft's acquisitions, like you said, Bungie seems to be remaining multi-platform and kind of independent from Sony. Like, there was so much pressure, so much stress put on their autonomy going forward, you know, in the press releases that were released and the interviews that I'm going to dive into here. You know, Bungie were pretty much saying, like, not much is going to change. We're still going to self-publish games. We're still going to make multi-platform games. In fact, in an interview with GamesIndustry.biz that was with Bungie and Jim Ryan, the first thing Jim Ryan said was, quote, "The first thing to say unequivocally is that Bungie will stay an independent multi-platform studio and publisher. Pete Parsons, CEO of Bungie, and I have spoken about many things over recent months, and this was one of the first and actually easiest and most straightforward conclusions we reached together. Everyone wants the extremely large Destiny 2 community, whatever platform they're on, to be able to continue to enjoy their Destiny 2 experiences, and that approach will apply to future Bungie releases. That is unequivocal." And it's the fact that he's out there saying that this is unequivocal, that's like, they can't go back on this now. You know, they've talked about it being the game.
He believes in generations. Everything he says is ironclad.
True, but when you're making a, you know, a deal of this magnitude, I feel like if you're stressing it this much out the gate, I don't think we'll have any U-turns going forward. I don't think it's to say that we won't have a PlayStation exclusive Bungie game at some point in the future, but, you know, they have a bunch of things in development at the moment. They've got more Destiny in the way. They have a bunch of other projects, one that they've committed to getting out before 2025, and it seems like they don't want to split the Bungie community up. They want to reach as many players as possible. That was reiterated here. So yeah, it seems like these Bungie games are going to remain multi-platform, which obviously has everyone wondering, then why have you spent $3.6 billion on this acquisition? So before we get into, like, the real reason stuff, what do you think about the multi-platform stuff, and do you buy into it, first and foremost?
No, I don't buy it at all. Like I said, Jim Ryan's gone back on multiple things, including the entire plan for the generation as it was laid out before we even had hands on the consoles. So as much as I want to believe the nice Geordie man, I think that you don't spend $3.6 billion on acquiring the makers of Halo and Destiny to not cash in on that at some point in the future. For me, although there is the point where, like you said, it's unequivocal, all these things are multi-platform, there is it depends on which interview you read or which statement you look at, because at one of them, he's being asked on the blog post, the fake interview, the sort of press one that they put out, being the Q&A that's on the PlayStation blog, where the question thing is, Bungie have multiple games in development, will they be PlayStation exclusive? And he says no, and I think that everything that is in development right now will be multi-platform, but like I said, at some point, let's say 3 to 4 years in the future, they will absolutely do a first-person shooter or a third-person shooter, some sort of action thing developed by Bungie that's PlayStation exclusive. I just don't think you don't do that. Even though they have the wider thing that we still haven't touched on, the real reason stuff yet, but I think they have a wider plan for what what the PlayStation brand can represent and what their overall game plan is in the face of Game Pass and the amount of different things that Xbox are hoovering up. But I don't buy this. I just don't, like, you can do the multi-platform thing, you can say that because that's the way the wind's blowing right now, but almost everything else Jim Ryan has committed to has done a U-turn, so... We'll see.
See, for me, before we get into like the rest of it, I just can't see them going back on it. Like I said, maybe there's going to be an exclusive further on down the line, but I think it'll be way longer than the 3 or 4 years that you mentioned there, just because, you know, Bungie as a publisher and a developer, like, they're big, but they don't have like the capacity to make 5 games at once, you know, and if they've already got 3 projects in development, only one of them committed to coming out before 2025, to me, that's them covered for the next decade, right? That's a lot of projects for one big developer to take on. So they do a PlayStation thing. For me, it's not until, you know, 2030. It's way, way down the line. But yeah, this is all to kind of get to the next point and kind of answering the question, if not exclusivity, at least in the immediate future, then why have Sony invested? And there are a few reasons, but one is essentially to give Sony a kickstart on making live service multiplayer games. You know, and this is apparently, according to Jim Ryan, a realm they've wanted to get into for a while. Mm-hmm. And he kind of elaborated on it in this GameIndustry.biz interview where he was talking about the perks of this acquisition and what it means for their practices going forward. And he said, quote, "I would back us to do live service games ourselves, but when you have the potential to have a partner like Bungie who has been there, done it all before, learned the lessons, and have gotten this wonderful, brilliant team who is there and has the potential to help us, we think we can take something that would have taken a certain number of years and significantly decrease the time it will take to get it right." So essentially, they're using Bungie's technology. They're using Bungie's expertise as much as they are using their IP. They want someone who has been in the live service game for a long time, arguably kickstarted the modern live service, you know, genre as we know today with the first Destiny, and to use that expertise, to use that technology, to use that infrastructure to make their own live service multi-platform games. Because like they said, they probably could do it, but they'd be starting from scratch. They'd be having to learn the lessons that Bungie like learned 10 years ago almost.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Well, there's also the fact that he says that they have an aggressive roadmap for live service stuff. So It seems like they already have, potential things in mind. Like, obviously, there's Ghost of Tsushima Legends, which was kind of an out-of-nowhere multiplayer gem, like the online version of the Ghost of Tsushima, the expansion stuff, that a lot of people really, really liked. And obviously, they put it out for free from Sucker Punch initially. But I wonder if something like that would be something that then gets the live service treatment. For me, the wider play that I see them doing is very much investing in the PlayStation Studios, is very much investing in the first-party stuff. And the feel of PlayStation first-party, I think, there's various different interviews with Jim Ryan at the minute, and they are talking about the movies, the TV stuff, the wider, the PlayStation brand itself, and bringing people into that and making things multi-platform. And he mentions the fact that God of War has just gone to PC, and it feels like they want to branch out and make the PlayStation this bigger overall thing. And they do have various live action things in the works. So obviously Uncharted's about to come out, which is probably going to bomb, to be honest. Uncharted's not going down very well, but in terms of an overall business approach, there's Uncharted, there's Last of Us, there's Ghost of Tsushima, there's Horizon, there's Twisted Metal. All these things are about to make the leap across. And I wonder if one of the only ways they can compete with the sheer girth of Game Pass and the sheer girth of what Microsoft have acquired is to double down on the feel of PlayStation, is to almost take a few pages out of the Nintendo book and re-strengthen the brand and make people, you're watching the TV shows, you're taking in the movies, you're playing the games alongside, and everything just kind of connects, and you have those live service elements that just run week to week. And you can, I imagine, some sort of Ricky Gervais in The Office style montage thing where a whole bunch of business people put this stuff together and then just did that until it all comes together. So that's my assumption. That's what I think they're planning for the future. I think that's how they compete with Game Pass.
Well, I mean, it's funny that you mentioned the multimedia stuff and the way that Sony recently has aggressively gotten into the film and TV market. Like you said, Uncharted's just about to drop in like a week or so. We've got The Last of Us TV show coming this year. You've got Ghost of Tsushima in development in some form. Like, they're just getting started on that front. And it's something that Bungie has actually mentioned a few times in the interviews, in the Q&As. On the very first press release that they made about this acquisition, Pete Parson, the CEO of Bungie again, said, quote, "Like us, Sony believes that game worlds are only the beginning of what our IPs can become. Together, we can share a dream of creating and fostering iconic franchises that unite friends around the world, families across generations, and fans across multiple platforms and entertainment mediums," end quote. So this is another part of what the acquisition is going to get both Sony and Bungie. You know, Bungie were already looking into making, adaptations of their work beforehand. They were wanting to get into the realm of film and TV, and Sony just so happens to have film and TV expertise, film and TV productions. You know, they've got the huge movie studio and stuff. They've already getting video game stuff off the ground. So this kind of like partnership and sharing of ideas and technology and expertise seems to be the crux of this deal. Sony wants to go to Bungie because they have this expertise with live services. Bungie wants to go to Sony because they really want to get into multimedia film and TV stuff. And it just seems like a synergy thing. And I think that's why the focus isn't on exclusives, at least immediately, because they have these other areas where they're wanting to grow their business, like you said, in a way that Microsoft isn't really interested in and also isn't really equipped to do.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's a fascinating move. Like, obviously, there's the weird dark poetry side of it where you've got, like I said, Crash Bandicoot's now over on Xbox, and the Halo dudes are now over with PlayStation. There's all that weird stuff. There's the fact that the dude, Herman Holst, who was fundamental to the creation of Killzone, who headed up Guerrilla, is now the dude that Bungie answers to. So the former Halo people now have to go to Mr. Killzone and clarify what they're going to be doing going forward. All that stuff is insane. But I think that they clearly have some sort of game plan that they're putting together. Obviously, I mentioned Game Pass before and how, the thing that I just described could be their way of combating something like the appeal of Game Pass, but they also do have the Spartacus stuff, which is kind of all in the mix as well. There's a lot of rumors and leaks doing the rounds that thing is ready to be shown off or at least be announced, and the different pricing tiers, the different ways that would come together. So it's very exciting. I think that if you're Sony, and I mean, I don't know how much of them, how much they were blindsided by the $70 billion acquisition of Activision, but I wonder how much they have to then plan for the future. Obviously, this deal, if you read what's come out about when it started being put together, it was about 5 to 6 months ago. It just happens to line up with now. But I wonder how much of their overall game plan is factoring all these different elements in, and what the PlayStation brand even can be in the face of all these other acquisitions or potential acquisitions.
Totally, man. And I mean, you know, the thing that Jim Ryan was eager to stress at the very end of all of these interviews as well is that this is only the beginning for them. They're looking at acquiring more developers, perhaps more publishers, you know. They're looking to... They can't fight Microsoft at its own game, right? They simply don't have the money and the resources to spend $70 billion on an EA or whatever. But they can, you know, we'll no doubt do a video on this next, but they can focus on other acquisitions, fan-favorite acquisitions, maybe like Konami, maybe Capcom, maybe Square Enix, you know what I mean? There are lots of partners that they already have relationships with that they can go after next, and it's just kind of like, it's both scary and exciting for Jim Ryan to be like, this is just the start, because it's like, where does this end? What's the end point of this big gambit, you know?
Well, that's what I think makes this generation very exciting and fascinating. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs, I think, in regards to stuff that goes, it's all just going to be whatever games come out of this, whatever experiences, entertainment and engaging things come out of this, because it's all like, it's all well and good moving the chess pieces around the board, and it is fascinating to watch that stuff unfold, but all of this stuff is very provisional. These things are going to take years before we see any fruition from the things that are being laid down, so we'll see just what happens. But Sony are in an interesting place. Bungie was a hell of a weird pick. I think a lot of people's response was just, okay, that's a weird pick, in terms of the fact that, you know, obviously Halo and Destiny, but a lot of those key figures have left, so it must be something else. And the fact that all the conversations have now started centering on the live service stuff makes it very fascinating that they can take the technology that Bungie made for Destiny and apply that to so many other Sony IP or whatever they're going to do going forward.
Totally. I mean, just to add one final thing at the end, you know, I think we had a few questions on Twitter last night from people being like, does this mean we're going to get a Bungie-developed Killzone, a Bungie-developed Resistance? Are they going to get, you know, like the IP that Sony already owns in the first-person shooter space? Well, I don't think that's going to happen because of what Bungie has reiterated about. They want to make their own IP. They want to focus on their own games and development. I do think we might see a Killzone or a Resistance revival that is live service, that is, you know, this kind of big multiplayer thing that's informed by what Bungie have done. Like, they might not be developing it directly, but I imagine Sony's going to look at those franchises, look at Bungie's expertise, and be like, look, give us a hand. What would you do? You know, come on as consultants, help us form what the next generation versions of these games were going to be. So I think they'll be involved in that capacity if they are at all.
The only thing that needs to be salvaged from the entirety of the Killzone run, it's not that it'll owl drone from Shadowfall, it's the fact that in Killzone 2 or 3, they had a multiplayer game mode where it changed the mode every few minutes, so you'd be capturing the flag for a few minutes, then it would switch and it would announce that it's become a team deathmatch, so you'd whirl around and start shooting everybody, and then you'd have to run over and pick something else up. That is one of the best multiplayer modes ever made, and no one else has ever done anything like that. Other than that, Killzone is an absolute smoldering tire fire, and I don't need any more of that What do you mean? Okay, we'll do a separate thing with the Killzone defender, Josh Brown, at some point in the future. Let us know what you think down in the comments below of the fact that Sony have acquired Bungie and what you want to see them do with the technology that Destiny has already been showcasing and what you think they can do with the team overall. For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean, Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye. Killzone's terrible.
No, it ain't, mate. No, it ain't.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.